Lee Delsing spent 25 years on the PGA Tour and is a lifetime member of the PGA Tour and PGA of America. Now he provides his unique perspective as a golfer and network broadcaster. It's time to go on the range with Jay Delsing.
On the Range is brought to you by Pro-Am Golf.
Hey, good morning, St. Louis. I'm your host, Jay Delsing. I got Pearly with me, and this is Golf with Jay Delsing. Pearly, good morning.
Good morning, good morning. Out of another deer stand, ready to go, rock and roll with some golf talk.
All right. I don't know how we got the deer stand brought in there, but here we have formulated this show like a round of golf. The first segment is the On the Range segment. It's brought to you by our friends at Pro-Am Golf. Tom DeGrand just hired Dan Kirchhoffer. He's a good buddy of mine, longtime career at Enterprise, as their new president. And things are rocking over there. They're having a great year. They've got a retail store. You need anything, 314-781-7775. Call Craig. He will hook you up. And speaking of getting hooked up, Pearl, our social media. How would you describe our social media?
Complete.
Okay, perfect. At Jay Delsing for Twitter and LinkedIn and
Google,
Facebook and things
golf
like that.
Golf with Jay Delsing, yep. All kinds of cool stuff will come up.
We sure hope so. I like the way you're thinking. Anyway, you can tell them what we think of our social media. Anyway, I want to thank Bob and Kathy Donahue. Painting and refinishing. You need anything inside, outside of your house. These are the folks to call, 314-805-2132. They are terrific. All right, John, this show is all about getting out and playing some golf at a time where it's colder than hell out here in St. Louis.
Yeah, but some people can get away. Others can plan for next year. The year of giving, you know, giving membership ideas, membership for the family, road trips, bucket lists. We've got a Whack and Chase, Mark talking about a great time when he took his dad on a special trip. So I think this is a great time of year to talk about where to go play golf, anywhere from local to halfway around the world.
Well, first of all, and look, we're not talking about only, hey, you got to go to Ireland and do this.
No.
We're talking about go to Normandy Golf Club. You can get over there for not much money. Go play some of these other places. Go to Gateway National. It's a gorgeous
golf course,
just barely on the other side, over by the Worldwide Technologies racetrack over there. It's just absolutely beautiful. We have tons and tons of opportunity right here in St. Louis to play. There's the Baldwin 9-hole golf course right in Baldwin, Missouri. It's beautiful. And I see people plowing their way around it. There's the golf course down in the Chesterfield Airport, the Spirit Links down there. So you don't only have to be, we're not talking about country club stuff only. There's lots of opportunities to play. And you know how our weather is. It's going to be nasty, but every once in a while, you pop up that 50 to 60 degree day with no wind, and you can go out and get some nice fresh air, get some swings in.
So great. So that's local.
Yeah.
And I think you're right. There's tons of choices, and there's fun behind that to go try out different places, challenge yourself with different greens, different conditions, those types of things. What about if you start moving a little bit off the peripheral? What about within 100 miles, 200 miles?
Oh, my God. Well,
here,
we got to talk about Payne's Valley. I mean, you have been down there.
Been down there twice. And first time I went down, was clueless. I knew it was going to be a cool place. The Table Rock Lake was always kind of a draw for me, so I wanted to check that out. I've heard about the golf courses. Fly into that place, and you just look down and go, like, wait a second, where are we here?
Even your wife, Sally, who's not a golfer but can certainly appreciate things that are beautiful, was just like, she's like, where are we?
When we were driving into the facility at Big Cedar, and the restaurant was fantastic. The wine bar, the whiskey bar down in the caves. It is such a special treat. We haven't even talked about the golf courses yet, but just
I know
surrounding areas.
That's because we're drinking. We're down in the caves, and we're going to look at the
But the what did we play?
Buffalo Ridge.
Absolutely spectacular. First of all, you're teeing off, and there's really, really buffaloes right behind you when you're hitting your drive. So that's a little bit unique, anyway.
Yep.
And then you look out on the golf course and go, "This place is pretty cool," and it's nice. It's got a nice start to it. Then as you get into it, it gets better and better and better. Every bridge, every wastebasket, every chair, every kind of comfort station or halfway house just to the max. I mean, Johnny Morris, that whole group, it's kind of like you're walking around a massive Bass Pro Shop type of
well, you
Cabela's
know what,
type
you
of
know
place.
What Johnny did with his group, Scott Hovis and our friends down at Missouri Golf Foundation, called the PGA Tour and said, you know, give us 3 weeks, we'll slap together two events at the same place down there. And Philly Mick won one of them, and just spectacular.
Well, because I know, you know, those guys, they got all the money, that I'm sure they paid them a lot of money to come down there and that kind of stuff. But those guys aren't going to mind going down there. It's a cool place. And the guys that like to have a little extra on the side as far as fishing, hunting, things with the family and stuff, it's really cool.
They didn't pay. What do you mean paid them to come down there? What do you?
They didn't pay the boys to go play that?
No.
They didn't?
Mm-mm. Nope, there's none of that on the PGA Tour Champions. You can't do anything.
No, there was a special event that they did. It was just the foursome.
Oh, well, now you're talking about Tiger,
yes,
Rory,
I'm sorry,
Justin,
yes.
Rose. Oh,
yes.
Yeah. That was big money.
Yeah, I'm sure they're paid
yes.
for that. But you're talking
sorry.
About the senior tours.
I'm talking about the senior events that were played
sure.
down there, yeah. But to your point, they had that exhibition down there. It was unbelievable. And how about the 19th hole?
Yeah.
Just, well, we love our Michelob Ultra 19th hole.
It ain't that good, but
how about
good.
That? How about that 19th
yeah,
hole?
Pretty spectacular.
Yeah.
So that's a super place. Just the golf courses that this state has just down in that area.
Right.
You know that many more. So, I haven't played around other many
the
other courses.
Yeah, there's Portachima. There's a lot of really good golf down there. John, how long did it take you to get there from St. Louis? Did you fly?
We flew from Effingham.
Okay.
And, so I don't know, hour and 20 minutes type of thing.
Oh, that's
so it's
the way
pretty special that way.
Yep.
But there's so many good courses in that area, Lake of the Ozarks, that kind of stuff. And as you're always saying, you pick it at the right time. It's not necessarily that expensive either. And there can really be some opportunities. I love going on fringe time of the year for another reason, because I like to try to go fishing on the side. But you get some spring rates, and if you can swing a week and plan it ahead of time, great places to go play golf. You will not be disappointed. There's a bunch of good ones down there, and there's some spectacular ones, and those are the ones we're referencing right now.
Yeah, so what we're trying to do, guys, is we're trying to go from local and expand out, okay? So we started with some of our local courses and stuff that's open to the public. And then we went to Paynes Valley and Buffalo Ridge. And let's not go all the way crazy yet to some place like, I got my little Scully here because it's freezing cold out here and it says Band and Dunes on there. But so, John, let's leave the state of Missouri.
Okay, I got one for you.
Leave the state of Missouri. Where do we head?
I say, not this time of year, obviously, but fall, spring, anytime summer-wise, head up north a little bit. Go check out some of the golf courses just over in Wisconsin. Big fan of the Lake Geneva golf courses up there. Head up a little bit north. I think it's still south of or about even with Madison, Wisconsin. Sand Valley. You talking about a cool. Now, I didn't play it. I was up there with a buddy. We played a couple golf courses in the area. Really good golf courses.
It's brand new, right, Sand Valley?
Sand Valley is. But we went off to Sand Valley and just kind of said, hey, let's go check it out. Had a beer on the... I don't know what you call a back property, and you're looking out there. There's caddies out there. You're just looking over this huge, vast, and you're thinking, where am I? I just came out of these pine trees where I just played golf for a couple of days, just down the road, and all of a sudden I'm in this rolly, sandy area, just spectacular looking. It's just
John,
unique.
How many great courses did we play off-site when we were playing at Brown Deer and playing in the Milwaukee
this
Open?
One of the favorite times with you was, well, first of all, a lot of times we'd get to go play someplace special, but I think that Brown Deer, well, because we went up to Whistling Straits,
yep.
which is absolutely spectacular as well. This Sand Valley rivals Whistling Straits.
And Erin Hills is not far away either. Now, Erin Hills is one hell of a golf course because you have to walk, but it's big, it's beautiful.
And one of the beauties when those guys have that many great golf courses in the area, the prices have to start coming down at least a little bit. And you kind of peck around and you can find sometimes that very affordable. And they're... This is bucket list stuff. Sand Valley is a bucket list. Whistling Straits is a bucket list.
And for some of those bucket lists, you're going to have to pay.
A little bit.
Yep. I've got to give a shout out to Bart Inman. And you guys are going to go, where is he going here? Okay, so on Thanksgiving Friday, before the match was supposed to come on, my girlfriend's
Bart Inman, give us a little feedback.
My girlfriend's furnace just poops out.
So he's a furnace guy.
Completely gone. We're trying to figure out who, what, where to Friday after Thanksgiving, really, and we got Saturday, Sunday coming, holiday. What we call Bart Inman, and within an hour, you know who knocks on the front door? Bart Inman. The owner of the company walks in, goes down the basement, assesses what's going on, tells us what to do, tells us how to do it. Not that that was going to do us any good, but and then gives us an estimate. Now, we called their website out of the blue and left a message. And on Friday, they called us within 30 minutes. His ex-wife, Julie, runs the board over there. She is unbelievable. And I'm just going to tell you, in a day and age where everybody wants to bitch and complain and moan about this, that, and the other thing not working, uh-uh. You guys need a furnace. You need anything. This guy is unbelievable. He comes right to your house, and he is as real as it gets. And he's a South County guy, and he was just terrific. So his number, Bart Inman. It's Inman Air, 314-293-2600. Couldn't believe it.
That's awesome.
I couldn't believe it. It was just a great experience. Well, that's going to wrap up the On the Range segment. But don't go away. We're going to continue this. We're just going to kind of cruise around the country, yep, and talk about some of the cool places that we've been to and tell a dumb story every now and again. And, you know, it's kind of what our show is. This is Golf with Jay Delsing.
Hi, this is Bob Costas, and you're listening to Golf with Jay Delsing.
Let your local Farmers Insurance agent, Ed Fogelbach, put his experience to work for you. Ed Fogelbach proudly serves the St. Louis City, County, and Metropolitan area and any of their families and businesses, and is ready to review your existing policies or provide a no-obligation quote today. Call the Fogelbach Agency at 314-398-0101 to get smarter about your insurance. Again, that's the Fogelbach Agency at 314-398-0101. 0101. We know a thing or two because we've seen a thing or two.
In these extremely trying times, the management team at Marcone would like to give a shout out to our 500 plus employees and their families. Their diligence and commitment to each other, our process, and our company are so good that we are obligated to state it publicly. We are so grateful for each and every one of you. You have all contributed to our success, and your dedication is imperative to the continued growth of our company. Thank you for your efforts. Marcone is the largest distributor of General Electric appliance parts in North America.
Here's a shout-out of tremendous thanks to each Marcone regional sales manager, Vinny, Terry, David, Marvin, and Jeff, and their sales and service teams, who keep Marcone customers stocked up and equipped with parts needed to keep their appliance service businesses humming. Thank you very much.
You've seen it and played it in bars over the past 30 years, and now you can bring Golden Tee to your home. Complete your basement or man cave with the popular arcade game, The Ultimate Virtual Golfing Experience. Over 80 courses, unique game modes, and you can even challenge a buddy in online tournaments. However you play, you will be the talk of your neighborhood. Visit home.goldentee.com to learn more.
This is Jay Delsing, and my show Golf with Jay Delsing can be heard on 101 ESPN on Sunday mornings from 9 to 10. But also check out my site, jaydelsinggolf.com or 101ESPN.com, for my great guest list. That's Golf with Jay Delsing, Sunday mornings, 9 to 10 on 101 ESPN.
Grab your clubs. We're headed to the front nine on Golf with Jay Delsing.
The Front Nine is brought to you by the Ascension Charity Golf Classic.
Okay, welcome back to Golf with Jay Delsing. I'm your host, Jay. Pearl is with me. Smelling like a rose over there, aren't you, Pearl?
Absolutely.
All right. Let's go right on to this. The Front Nine is brought to you by the Ascension Charity Classic 2021 in September. Maybe one of the best fields in all of Champions Tour golf. There's a really, really good chance it's going to be
fantastic. I think you build it that way no matter who shows up.
Yep, right. And there you go.
No, I'm kidding. They are going to show up, and yep, it's going to be fantastic.
Yep, it is. I got to thank Whitmore Country Club for sponsoring the show again for the second year. Call Bill Brungardt at 636-926-9622. Bill is the membership director. They are killing it over there, okay? They are doing just great stuff. Stop by the golf shop. Say hello to Bummer. He and Ray are doing some really good stuff for junior golf. You'll love Bummer. He'll help you, point you in a direction you need to go, give you a tour if you need that. Bummer and the staff are always running golf leagues and skins games, members events, couples tournaments. You know, you name it, they do it. It's a family-friendly atmosphere. Great staff. They have junior golf, junior tennis, junior swim team for your kids. They have a kids club where you drop your children off. They can play with other kids. Three tennis courts, a couple of huge pools, 24-hour fitness center, no food or beverage minimums, no assessments. You get access to 90 holes. So you get the 36 that are at Whitmore, and then you get access to three other courses, the Links of Dardenne, Golf Club of Wentzville, and the Missouri Bluffs. And there are no cart fees tacked on. They are included. So do yourself a favor. Check out Whitmore Country Club. You can find them at whitmoregolf.com. All right, John. We're talking about trying to tell folks where to go, where to play. We started off local. We did some munis. We took them. You took us up to
Wisconsin. Yep.
Beautiful area up there. And now let's go a little.
So let me finish part of my Wisconsin trip. So I'm up there with a buddy. We go check that out. But we also took a afternoon off to go walleye fishing. So grabbed a guide, drove about an hour north of where we were, just outside of Madison. Caught a couple dozen little walleye, caught a couple of great big northern, hightailed it back, had some wonderful pizza, beer, watched some Monday night football, and played some golf the next day and came home. I don't remember what it was.
Did you freeze the fish or did you?
No, we let them go.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we let them go.
Ooh.
I know.
I'm not
too good to let them go. But they were kind of small and we weren't really set up for the whole thing. But my point is, it was fun to just kind of in the off season. Now, granted, I had to bundle up a little bit when we played, especially teeing off in the morning or late in the afternoon because we were getting in 36 a day. But it just made the whole thing a lot of fun. We got a ton of golf in, got some fishing in. Made up a little bit for missing the Canadian trip this year. It was just fun that way. So I think that's that planning ahead. When we talk about accessible, great properties, there's some more examples.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, when I start thinking about places that you can drive to, you know, that are accessible, any place that has a TPC golf course, you know, I'm fortunate enough to be members at all those, but you go down to Memphis, it's a 4-hour drive. The TPC Southwind is a great track. And there's some other good courses down in Memphis, but that's 4 hours away.
Hey, Meat, he's a member at TPC Courses. When's the last time you played a TPC with Jay?
Not with Jay. I've never played any course with Jay.
Let alone what his private TPC courses that are really all over the country.
They're not private.
Well, he's.
I may have played one, maybe.
Well, I'm looking forward to it. Though.
I thought I slipped that past a keeper Meat, but obviously he swatted it down.
Yeah, exactly.
Anyway, so getting back to Memphis.
Yeah,
that's a good. It's a fun little road trip. Four hours down Highway 55.
But also a great place to hang out. That was at Beale Street.
Beale Street.
Right?
Yep. Yeah, absolutely.
Beale Street. So there's other things to do. So this is the time of year. Plan those things. Figure out that. Buy it for yourself for Christmas. Buy it for your wife so that you leave, so that she'll be happy you're gone and you go play golf. It's kind of an off type of present, but you can pull it off.
Oh yeah. Think about this. And how much warmer are certain days, just 4 hours down the road than here? It's amazing. If you get a 35 or 40 degree day here, it could be 60 degrees down there. So. Don't go giving us this wimping out on the weather thing. And if you decide to go a little further south, I'm not a member at any of these places, but is it all right if I say these?
You can talk about a couple, okay. But if you're members.
How crazy hard the trail courses are down in Alabama? I'd actually not even go to recommend those guys play it. It's too hard. Don't you
I
think?
Don't think they all are. Plus, it's where you played it from. I mean, playing the back tees. What was it, 7,400 yards of
too
rough
far,
and pure golf hell?
You and I were the oldest people on the property that week. It was awful.
I don't know about that, but what did you shoot, the one, 63 or 4 or something like that?
Yeah, that was my best round
apparently,
ever.
Apparently it wasn't that hard to beat if we shot 63 or 4.
I don't know. The next day I came out, I think I shot 73. It felt like I shot 250.
It's super hard, but also the conditions got kind of tough at that situation. But beautiful area, beautiful golf course. Courses. A lot of things to do. A little planning, though. It can be a lot of fun.
Yeah, the reason that I brought that up is those golf courses are strewn all over. Is that a word, strewn?
I went for it.
All right, we're going with it. All right. They're located.
Meat's looking it up.
All right, they're located all over Alabama.
Yeah.
Okay. And what they did was they used the teacher's fund there to build all these courses, you know, so they're all public. So you can all get on decent rates. And some of them you need to bring plenty of golf balls.
Oh yeah, it's tough place.
You nailed it, by the way. Strewn, yeah.
Look at that.
You nailed it. Untidily scattered.
There.
Gosh.
No, but you said strewn.
No, you corrected it. You said strewn or strewn and then strewn.
It's like a
3-second
correction. Yeah, that's okay on the radio.
You get two tries, right?
Okay.
That's why we tape this thing. That's why we tape this thing.
Yeah, we tape it, but then meat keeps it all. Yeah, that's the part that I think we're missing on.
I know. That's trouble. But all right. So I'm going to ask you. We've been lucky to go to some.
Now we're leaving the country.
Really cool. You want to leave the country? No, that's if we can or you can't.
No, don't leave. Go to the fringes, though.
Okay, so we've been to some fringy places in the U.S. Yeah, oh yeah, golf courses. That's right. Never mind. Where's your favorite? What sticks out? I've got one that's blaring in my head.
Say it.
The Maui Adventure.
Oh, well, that's not leaving the States, but it's obviously leaving the continent. The Maui Adventure, yes. How can you not?
So, check this out. I get into this. It was a Ford Lincoln Mercury tournament. It's the end of the year. It was a no-cut event in Maui, and they put everyone up at the brand new Ritz-Carlton in Maui.
Wow!
So I got a call. Hey, you want to play? I'm like, really? Are you good?
I'm on the plane now.
Is this my brother poking
me? So he
tried
to call five other caddies, couldn't get one, so then he called me.
Yeah. No, and I said, Pearl, you want to go to? And you know, he's like, yeah. So I like get my schedule together. I got a couple of kids, you know, three kids. There's this whole thing, and I'm like, yeah, I can leave like on Monday. He leaves Saturday.
Well, I called up. I called him up a couple of weeks after he said let's do this, and I was just thinking about it, looking at my calendar. I'm like, my calendar's open. Hey, is there any reason, Jay, I can't go a little bit early? Can you call the Ritz ahead of time and just see if they don't mind if I check in 3 or 4 days early? So JB
like
and Jay, he does call him. And when you ask sometimes, people say yes to you. So all of a sudden, here's the caddy hanging out at the Ritz-Carlton for several days.
Here's the worst part of the story, on several accounts. First of all, checking out, it was still under my credit card. So all those little pina coladas that he was having over there. And the other thing is, I'm in St. Louis on Saturday night, and I get the call. What's going on? What do you mean, what's going on? We got, you know, slinging hash over here, and the girls are, you know, we're all playing over here. It's like below zero, and he's like, oh, no, not here. Oh, man, sun's just starting to go down. Wait till you see this place. And our room, you're going to love our room. I'm like, hang up. Just hang up. And that went on for 3 days. So, like, I didn't get over to Monday.
You got to get updates, though. At least you knew it was nice when you were coming out there.
I was hanging out with, is it Sony from Hootie and the Blowfish?
Yep.
So I was hanging out with him on the at the pool. I didn't know who the heck he was. And we started talking. Nice guy. So he told me what he was doing. I knew they were playing there for the PGA guys that week.
They played like a little 200-person concert for us.
Yeah, so I called my daughter, and I said, hey, somebody I want you to meet. So I handed it to Sony. He talks to her for a couple minutes. She's just, like, screaming at me afterwards. You don't even know who this is. You don't even care. Why are you there and I'm not there? So, yeah, I kind of spread the joy that I was feeling with a whole lot of people I knew.
Yeah. And then the tournament, I can't remember one thing about the tournament. Can you?
It was on. It was on Hawaii. It was beautiful.
Yeah, we had a blast.
I remember there's some serious hill action out there, and there's a little bit of wind action out there too.
Yep. Yeah, we're on a cart.
I don't remember.
Were
that.
We?
I don't think so.
I don't remember.
Yeah,
what
yeah, you would remember. I was carrying the bag. No, we were not on a cart.
Okay. I don't remember the bag being heavy.
You never do.
No. Okay.
You never do.
Okay. Cool. Well, that's gonna wrap up the.
Okay, we got some. Out of the country. We got to get to in the next section.
Don't go anywhere. John and I will be back. This is gonna wrap up the front nine, and we will be back with the back nine and a segment of Whack and Chase. This is Golf with Jay Delsing.
Are your workouts more fun than this? Well, if they are, then I want to sign you to an endorsement deal with Michelob Ultra. I'm looking for anyone and everyone who makes working out a blast. If that's you, hit teamultra.com for chances for awesome perks like Team Ultra gear and more. That's teamultra.com to enter.
No purchase necessary. Open U.S. residents 21 plus. See official rules at teamultra.com. Message and data rates may apply. Void where prohibited. Enjoy responsibly. 80 Michelob Ultra Lighter, St. Louis, Missouri.
Are you in the market for some new clubs? Maybe a bag and the latest style of sweet new shoes? Is this a year you decide to stop listening to your buddy's advice and go get some real golf instruction? If any of these appeal to you, then go to Pro-Am Golf today. Pro-Am Golf has some of the latest gear from all the major manufacturers like Titleist, Ping, Callaway, and Cobra in their retail store. You will be amazed at their selection. Call Craig today at 314-781-7775 and schedule a lesson with Tom DeGrand. Tom is the best. He's been in the business for over 50 years. So you take that knowledge along with their state-of-the-art cameras and equipment, and boom, your game's going to get a whole lot better. Visit them at proamgolfusa.com.
USA Mortgage is doing it again. Joe Scheeser and his staff have lowered rates again this month, and they will waive closing costs if you want to refinance to get cash out, lower your rate, shorten your term, or eliminate that costly, unnecessary mortgage insurance. If you are purchasing a property, they can issue a pre-approval letter within minutes. They are the largest mortgage company in the state of Missouri, and their volume allows them to quote the lowest rates. Don't waste your time with the national online brokers. USA Mortgage is employee-owned and operated right here in St. Louis. Joe Scheeser has closed over $500 million in loans in nearly 30 years in the business and over $2 million alone to Delsings.
This is Jay Delsing. My show, Golf with Jay Delsing, can be heard on 101 ESPN on Sunday mornings from 9 to 10 or wherever you listen to your favorite podcast. Check out some of my great guests like Ozzie Smith or Bill DeWitt or David Faraday. That's Golf with Jay Delsing Sunday mornings from 9 to 10 on 101 ESPN.
Don't miss the hottest rookie class in PGA Tour Champions history. Stars like Phil Mickelson, Ernie Els, Jim Furyk, and more compete at Norwood Hills Country Club September 6th through the 12th. Join legends Jack Nicklaus, Tom Watson, and Hale Irwin to celebrate the PGA Tour Champions' newest event. Professional golf returning to St. Louis in 2021. The Ascension Charity Classic presented by Emerson. Tickets, clubhouse passes, hospitality suites, pro-am foursomes on sale now. Visit AscensionCharityClassic.com.
Okay, so you and your family are looking to join a country club. Well, I need to recommend to you Whitmore Country Club. They've got 90 holes of golf in the membership out there. You have access to the Missouri Bluffs, the Links of Dardenne, the Golf Club of Wentzville, and all the cart fees are already included in your membership. There's no food or beverage minimums and no assessments. My friend Bummer in the golf shop is a phenomenal guy. You've got to go out and check him out. He and his staff out there run golf leagues, skins games, members tournaments, couples events available all year round. There's a kids club in the main clubhouse, and they have a huge fitness center. There's three tennis courts if you're not into golf, a gigantic pool for you and your family to use. Year-round social calendar is spectacular. There's holiday parties, picnics, date nights, always have live music, and much, much more. If you're looking for a family-friendly, safe place to hang out, you got to check out Whitmore Country Club. Call them at 636-926-9622.
We're halfway there. It's time for the Back Nine on Golf with Jay Delsing.
The Back Nine is brought to you by Fogelbach Agency with Farmers Insurance.
Welcome back. This is Golf with Jay Delsing. I'm your host, Jay. Pearlie is with me, and we are headed to the Back Nine brought to you by the Fogelbach Agency with Farmers. Ed Fogelbach is a great supporter of the show, good friend of mine. He and his family are there for all of your insurance needs. Anything you need, call the Fogelbach Agency. They will help you. Pearl, we've got another Whack and Chase. I can't wait to hear it.
When it comes to your golf game, do you need help from the experts? We're still looking for those experts. But until then, John and Jay will have to do. It's time for Whack and Chase on Golf with Jay Delsing.
John, Jay, time for another round of Whack and Chase. This week, the victim is Mark.
Victim? We're helping this guy out for Carolina. Hey, Mark, how are you?
I'm doing great, thanks.
Good. Where are you from, Mark?
Originally from Cape Girardeau, Missouri.
Cape Girardeau, Missouri. What question do you have for Jay today? We're going to get that out of the way so that he has plenty of time to formulate his professional answer for you. What's on your mind that Jay might help you out with your golf game?
Well, that sounds kind of scary, but I guess the thing that was on my mind that I wanted to ask was the idea of eliminating one side of the golf course or the other. So, like, all your misses are on one side of the golf course or the other, you know, is that really a thing? And what's the, you know, how do you get there?
Perfect. Great question. Sophisticated question, I would say, Jay. Sophisticated question. Can you handle it sophisticated?
No.
I was going to say the front half. Can you eliminate the front half?
I only have unsophisticated answers, but that is a really good question. And, yeah, we'll talk about that.
Perfect. Okay, so, Mark, tell us a little bit. Give us a little background on your golf career to date.
Okay, I've been playing for a long time. In my upper 50s, I've been playing 40 years. My handicap's around 13. Used to be a little better, but you know, age kind of gets with you, and the handicap goes along with it. But yeah, I play like 1.5 times, maybe a couple times a week. So pretty avid golfer, but game's not getting any better, that's for sure.
Well, I'm afraid that happens to all of us. I'm turning 61 in a couple weeks, and Jay just suggested today that maybe I should look at senior shafts, which I've yet to reach. This is the first time I've responded to that on national radio here.
It's funny, Mark, because I asked the question, and he just kind of had this glazed look in his eye and looked over my head like nothing ever happened.
And I changed the subject. I'm good at that. Either I can ignore it or I can change the subject, either way, which is probably going to happen a little bit in this interview. So let's give this a shot. So who taught you the game? Where did it all start for you?
So growing up in Cape Girardeau, actually my dad was, even in my best days, I was only maybe a 6 or 7 index. But my dad was actually a scratch golfer, and my grandfather as well. So somewhere I lost a gene in the tree. I'm not sure where, but my dad was actually a very, very good golfer, played D1 golf. But I was never able to get there.
That's awesome. That's a great history right there, and quite the legacy that apparently you're not quite upholding. So that's for another conversation another time. But I'll tell you what, I joke with that. Single digit. Jay, what percentage of golfers are single digit?
We know 10% of the people that play can break 80. I mean,
that doesn't mean you're single digit if you can break 80 once in a while either.
No,
so,
right.
So good for you. I think you're selling yourself a little bit short there, although I'm sure Dad and Grandpa might disagree with me that they expected better of you. What part of the game do you enjoy the most? What's the best part you're most comfortable with?
I'm around the green. Putting's off and on, but I love getting up and down. Love hitting the wedges, chips all around the green. That's probably on a good day, that's my best attribute for sure. I drive the ball pretty well, but that's where my question kind of comes in. I hit for my age, I still hit it pretty far, but I definitely do not eliminate either side of the golf course. On good days, I'm striping it pretty good, but on bad days, I have no idea which side I'm going to miss it on.
What's the most mad you've ever been on the golf course? What was the situation?
Most mad?
Yeah, most upset. Are you a club thrower?
I try not to get there. No. Maybe in my high school days, but I mean, as your handicap goes up, you get a little more sane, and your expectations get a little more realistic.
Well, you can play to it now.
I'm not that good to get that mad, right?
Well, that's the attitude you want, but not a lot of people have it. Okay, what's the most fun hole, shot, round you've ever experienced on the golf course?
Round shot. Oh my gosh.
Now, while you're thinking, there's a guy.
Before my dad passed, a couple of years ago, I took him on a golf trip to Ireland.
Awesome.
And it was a couple of years before he passed, and he was still pretty good, even, you know, at 78, which he was at the time, and that was a special memory for me.
Good for you. That is absolutely, Jay and I are both shaking our heads going like, that's sweet. Good for you for doing that type of thing. That's a bucket list that you handle. Congratulations. Well, Jay, you've got some pertinent information on Mark here, and he sounds like a pretty steady-minded guy, so somebody you can work with, I think.
Oh? No, Mark, so one of the things, when you're hitting the ball well, what sort of shape shot do you like to play? Do you have a shot that comes easier for you to play, a little draw, a little fade?
Little draw. And a very good player that I played with a couple months ago, ex-PGA player, told me that every time I swing, I look like I'm trying to not hit it right. But when I'm hitting well, I've got a little draw.
Yeah, okay, interesting. So would you say that is there this kind of subconscious thing about the ball going right? Do you feel like there's there's that like right monster over there ready to just jump out at any time?
Yeah.
You know what? You know what, Mark?
My bad misses are really that way. That's where my bad misses are.
It's funny because
you're like Kreskin. How you can know that?
I was thinking. You want to know why? You want to know why? Because I was thinking mine's left, and it's there all the time. And you know, you just so okay. So what we want to do then is we want for Mark is we want to eliminate the right side of the golf course. We are going to try to take away that big miss. Right. And so, Mark, when that ball goes to the right, my guess is it starts right and then goes right. It doesn't start down the middle of the fairway with a huge amount of slice, right? It just is kind of a push.
Absolutely correct.
Yeah.
Absolutely
correct. Okay. So,
Karnak, I'm telling you, Karnak.
We know. I know this. So, Mark, when your ball is goes right to right, it's because your club is coming from two inside on your downswing. Okay, so let's say it's coming a little too close to your body and swinging out to the right with an open club face. Okay, so what we're going to do here is we're going to put you in your setup position. We got your feet and your body.
Meet, you see how serious he's getting right now? He's got himself all
he's using his hands and everything.
Club right now, he'd be swinging the club.
I would.
Mark, just for the record, you can't see him, but he is pumped up right now. I was going to say, just tell Mark to aim further left if he doesn't want to miss it to the right. But he's into this. I'm loving it. So
that.
Go ahead. We need this videoed.
Yeah, so what happens is, so we're in your posture. We got your feet, you know, in setup position. We got the ball, and let's just call it the middle of your stance. Let's say you're hitting a six iron, so your knees, hips, and shoulders are all stacked on top of one another. And as you come in to make this swing with your six iron to hit this little draw, it's naturally a little in to out motion. So it's going to be hitting the inside part of the ball and then swinging a little to the right, and the ball will start to the right and have that little curve on it. That's probably what feels really good to you.
Mm-hmm.
So what happens is when either through timing or through some sort of external, maybe there's an issue on the left side of the course as well. The golf club gets stuck, Mark. It gets stuck on the inside part of your body, and when it gets down at the impact, it's so stuck that the club face can't come back to square. So you swing it out to the right, but you leave the club face open. That's exactly what happens. I know this shot. I wish I didn't. I know it all too well. And so what we need to have done is this club needs to continue to close like it's a door as you get into that ball and not stay open. And worst case scenario from there, Mark, you'll hit more of a hook than you want, but you will not hit a big block. You will not.
I could accept that.
Yeah. And, well, you know, we have this saying on Whack and Chase that if we help you, you know, call us, call anybody you can. Take an ad out in the paper and tell everybody you know where you got your help. And if you still hit that thing right to right, tell them we never met.
Deal.
Mark, thanks so much for joining us. I really appreciate your time.
Good luck out there, Mark.
Absolutely. Okay, thanks, guys.
And that's going to do it for the back nine. But don't go anywhere. John and I are going to talk about some more destinations and where to find some cool places to go on the Michelob Ultra 19th hole. This is Golf with Jay Delsing.
The management team at Marcone would like to give a shout out to our 500-plus employees and their families. Their diligence and commitment to each other, our process, and our company are so good that we are obligated to state it publicly. We are so grateful for each and every one of you. You have all contributed to our success, and your dedication is imperative to the continued growth of our company. Thank you for your efforts. Marcone is the largest distributor of General Electric appliance parts in North America.
Here's a shout-out of thanks to the Marcone customer service team nationwide, every day helping thousands of Marcone customers find the parts they need to keep America's home appliances washing, drying, baking, and cooking right into the holidays. Marcone Supply wishing everyone happy holidays and a prosperous 2021.
You've seen it and played it in bars over the past 30 years, and now you can bring Golden Tee to your home. Complete your basement or man cave with the popular arcade game, The Ultimate Virtual Golfing Experience. Over 80 courses, unique game modes, and you can even challenge a buddy in online tournaments. However you play, you will be the talk of your neighborhood. Visit home.goldentee.com to learn more.
When things come out of left field, having a game plan matters. Farmers Insurance has over 90 years of experience helping people play through every stage of the game. We've seen almost everything, so we know how to cover almost anything. Talk to Farmers agent Ed Fogelbach at 314-398-0101 to see how they can help you stay in the game. That's Ed Fogelbach at 314-398-0101.
USA Mortgage is doing it again. Joe Schieser and his staff have lowered rates again this month, and they will waive closing costs if you want to refinance to get cash out, lower your rate, shorten your term, or eliminate that costly, unnecessary mortgage insurance. If you are purchasing a property, they can issue a pre-approval letter within minutes. They are the largest mortgage company in the state of Missouri, and their volume allows them to quote the lowest rates. Don't waste your time with the national online brokers. USA Mortgage is employee-owned and operated right here in St. Louis. Joe Schieser has closed over $500 million in loans in nearly 30 years in the business and over $2 million alone to Delsings.
Are you in the market for some new clubs? Maybe a bag and the latest style of sweet new shoes? Is this a year you decide to stop listening to your buddy's advice and go get some real golf instruction? If any of these appeal to you, then go to Pro-Am Golf today. Pro-Am Golf has some of the latest gear from all the major manufacturers like Titleist, Ping, Callaway, and Cobra in their retail store. You will be amazed at their selection. Call Craig today at 314-781-7775 and schedule a lesson with Tom DeGrand. Tom is the best. He's been in the business for over 50 years. So you take that knowledge along with their state-of-the-art cameras and equipment, and boom, your game's going to get a whole lot better. Visit them at proamgolfusa.com.
Professional golf returns to St. Louis in 2021. The Ascension Charity Classic, presented by Emerson. Stars like Phil Mickelson, Ernie Els, Jim Furyk, and more compete at Norwood Hills Country Club, September 6th through the 12th. Tickets, clubhouse passes, hospitality suites, and pro-am foursomes are on sale now. All proceeds go to North St. Louis County Charities. Visit AscensionCharityClassic.com or call 314-938-2828. PGA Tour Golf is back in the loo. The Ascension Charity Classic.
A couple months ago, I received some really good news. My friend Henry Miller from the law firm Grant Miller Smith had represented me in yet another round of legal wrangling for my divorce of almost 15 years ago. I felt as if I was being unfairly burdened by the maintenance I was paying. Not only did they think so, but so did the judge. I cannot tell you how good this feels to be relieved of all that pressure. If you find yourself in any type of situation regarding your marriage or your children, do yourself a favor and call 314-788-3030 and set up a complimentary appointment. Henry Miller is smart, hardworking, and most importantly, he'll listen to you. They knew my case in and out. They were fair and honest. We had an odd situation occur where I had paid for something that was no longer allowed to be used in the case. They quickly and fairly disposed of the charges and got back to the business of helping me with my problem. Pick up the phone and call 314-788-3030 or visit them at grantmillersmith.com.
grab your friends, a cold one, and pull up a chair. We're on to the 19th hole on golf with Jay Delsing.
The 19th hole is brought to you by Michelob Ultra.
Welcome back to Golf with Jay Delsing. I'm your host, Jay. Pearly is with me. It said, grab your friends and a cold one. I got Pearly in, no cold one. So here we go.
Let's go, man.
Okay, so we're talking about some golf destinations, and we told the Maui story,
yeah,
which you were in King Pearlis in all of your glory.
Yeah, there was a good place. Of all the places I've gotten to travel with you, that was one of the prettiest, but I'm not sure between Australia and New Zealand that let's talk about those a little bit. Now, these are definitely ones that you want to plan out, but these are definitely, for some people, big bucket list things. And there's so many other cool things to do in those countries between sightseeing, New Zealand with the specialty fishing, fly fishing, etc. Traveling. As a matter of fact, we almost
did a little hang gliding
yep. that time. Thank goodness it was too windy.
Oh, my God.
I don't think I could have pulled that trigger.
That was crazy.
I think I would have, but I got a little different.
You figured, what the hell, hang gliding or carrying my bag over there at that golf course? Who cares? But this was in Queenstown, New Zealand. Oh, man, top three places I've ever been in my life.
One of the prettiest places. There's no doubt about it.
It had mountains. It had how many times? Here's when you knew. That's a hell of a long trip. That is a ball buster trip.
It is.
How many times when you get off the plane after all that traveling do you go right to your phone like you and I did and took pictures?
We got in trouble for standing because they push out on the tarmac. It wasn't one of those tunnels. And, you know, I never do that kind of stuff. I'm not a picture taker. I don't do that. But I just stopped in awe. It was like this massive valley that we had landed in. And it was just absolutely breathtaking.
Yeah, it was beautiful. And then, remember the place we stayed right on the water there? It was just...
We caught fish there. We cooked the fish up when we caught them.
Just fantastic.
Super time.
Yeah. That's a pretty exotic trip.
We got to talk about one other one with Christchurch. When you opened up the door and the bus hit us.
Okay, We get on this trip and it is forever. We left. I was 20 and I got down there. I was 25. It was ridiculous. My Eagle Scout and top caddy catches coronavirus times 500 on the way down.
Was that that trip?
Yes.
Oh man. Oh.
Pearly is. You think he's stinking up our studio tonight? He had the funk about him, and I took him to a doctor, and she was great. We didn't know what we were going to get. She didn't ask for insurance or anything, and you were...
Social medicine.
You were hurting.
I was hurting big time.
So I got a caddy for my practice rounds. We get in there because our flights are so jacked up. It's like 2 in the morning. Nothing's open. No car. I finally get a car. Meet. You could fit 3 cars into John's truck. This thing was a golf cart with a windshield. It was the smallest cart.
We couldn't get it that night, and we had to haul our clubs like a mile and a half to where we were staying.
I was so jacked up. And this guy, it was a tough way to start the trip. Anyway. He starts feeling better, get the drugs kick in. I don't know how the golf went. I don't think it went
well.
So we're out seeing a movie or something, have a couple of beers. And, you know, meet, you're on the other side of the road driving.
Cars are on the wrong side. The steering wheels are on.
We are driving a bona fide smart car. Okay? Two of the biggest people.
The name is inappropriate for a smart car. It's kind of like a dumb little scary thing.
It's a Hot Wheel.
No doubt.
It's a Hot Wheel.
I mean, you could roll your window down and try to push your car away from you. You could get so close to him. So anyway, you know, when you're driving on the wrong side of the road, you forget. You know, when you go to an intersection, instead of looking right, you got to look left first because they'll come and clip you. So I was getting the hang of it pretty well. Not really.
We thought.
Not really, yeah, as far as I was concerned. And we were going in town to get a sandwich or something, and The beautiful thing about this cart is you could park it in a spot that there you had no business parking in,
just
right?
Just pick it up and move it over.
So meet. I'm forgetting that I pull this thing in. Now, instead of the wheel being on the curb, the wheel's on the outside part.
Ooh.
I just fly open the door like an idiot, like I am, and I turn to my right, and there is a city bus 7 feet from me hauling ass. And my door is wide open. And all I can do is close my eyes and think of like, oh God, did it kill me? Am I dead? Am I bleeding? All it did was meet. It hit the outside panel of the door and sheared like 3 inches of the. That was it. And that was on the lug nuts of the tire of this bus. Meet. It could have hit that door, sprung back, and killed all of us. Where this car's this big, it would have killed families. It was, and remember what happened? I'm like, gosh, what am I gonna do? I'm down in New Zealand. I'm gonna have to buy this car. It's about a $45 car, right? But I know they're gonna charge me $34,000 for this thing, right? I don't know. Should I just park it the other way and close the door and get out of the country? And I'm like, I can't do that. I gotta tell the guy. So. I'll never forget, the guy's name was Mike, and you know whose car we were renting? Mike's rent-a-car. And I'm like, he's like, yeah, Mike, hey, mate, you know, and he's very friendly. I was like, dude, I got to tell you, I got this little bitty car of yours over here, and, you know, tell him the story, and he goes, let me see. And I mean, so the door closes, and then you got the shear that just sticks up, and he goes, ah, don't worry about it. I ran in, took my credit card, all the receipts, and just we got on the plane and hoped he never heard from him again.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, man. That was an adventure. That was a hell of an adventure. But I want to say one thing about a place that is in the States. It's equally as hard to get to. It's really hard to get to. But Bandon Dunes is amazing. It's on the Oregon coast. It's really, really super hard to get to. We flew from Denver and flew privately straight in there. It was the only way to travel. But the reason I'm bringing it up is you got Pacific Dunes, Bandon Dunes. You've got Old McDonald. You've got four courses. A new one just opened. It's called the Sheep Ranch. And I just looked at it on the Golf Digest. It is spectacular. It's right on the water. Just beautiful.
There's other things you can do there, as you just said, too. There's tons of golf, but I was doing some fishing and some crabbing up there a year ago with one of our fishing buddies, Dono.
Yep.
And what beautiful country. And, you know, it's another reason where, it's a lot, in my opinion, to just go play golf, but you can make a lot more out of the whole thing and experience these other things. And I just went on, a little boat with a guy that does crabbing. It's what he does for his livelihood, profession. We just approached him off the side one time and just said, what would you charge us for us just to come along one morning and kind of see what you do? And he was great about it. So, you know, we came up with some price. We get out there. He catches some. He gives us a couple of them. So we go back. They were Dungeness crabs. So we boiled them up and cleaned them up ourselves. It was really fun. It was just a great experience. What a beautiful part of the country. And I've spent very, very little time in that area.
Do you remember when we were at UCLA and we're like, yeah, we got to go to a trip to Corvallis? You know, and I'm thinking, you know, you're from Michigan, I'm from Missouri. We're like, oh, yeah, we're just going up the coast. It's like 16
Forever.
Hours.
Yeah, I didn't make those trips.
Brutal.
I wasn't, that was more sophomore, junior year. I didn't get to those, but that's a beautiful area. I played a little bit of mini tour golf up there once upon Everett, Washington area.
Oh, yeah,
obviously
Washington
played in Vancouver,
too,
played Victoria. So I was up there, and we had some great times playing both
GVO,
me for Canadian,
yep.
Canadian tour and then caddying for you for the PGA tour up there.
The thing that's cool about Bandon, you guys, is they have caddies. They basically imported caddies. They have caddies that are staying throughout the town. They're part of this experience. It's walking.
You
it
know,
is
and
beautiful.
And I mentioned Sand Valley's doing that too. I don't know if it's coming back or it's just to the real exclusive places. If you've never had the opportunity to have a caddy, it's again something I encourage you to do. It's just a little different, and most of them are dang good guys. They have a huge passion for the game, and they're going to make it just a great day
and
for you.
And phenomenal stories. There is not a caddy out there that doesn't have a story. And you know what, Jen? Leave it to the Americans to somehow take the exercise out of golf. But when I do my corporate outings and Jay Delson Golf gets engages, if at all possible, we walk. It just takes the camaraderie to an entirely different level. It's not even close. And by the way, it's so much more fun to play the game that way, to walk up to the front of the greens instead of jumping out of the cart, coming in the back way. Half the time, the guys forget to fix their pitch marks, you know, because it landed in the front, the ball's in the back. It's just a way better experience
as far as I'm concerned. We've mentioned this on the show before, but the carts are a scourge. And I know when we used to always play and walk, how much more I enjoyed the game. And I'll tell you what, how much better. Playing in a cart was never a bonus for me.
No, it didn't make it easy at all. Well, Pearl, that's going to wrap up another show. I need to thank Bob and Kathy Donahue for supporting the show. They are great friends and great partners. 314-805-2132 if you need anything on the inside or outside of your home. Well, thanks, Pearl, for the show.
Jay.
Thanks for taking good care of us here. And we will see you next week. Hit them straight, St. Louis.
That was Golf with Jay Delsing, brought to you by Whitmore Country Club. Tune in next Sunday for more from Jay, John, and the other pros and experts from the golf world. In the meantime, you can find all of Jay's shows at 101ESPN.com, as well as at jdelsinggolf.com.